Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to another edition of the live broadcast. Jim Paris here with you, live on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. I cannot tell you how many people email me throughout the week. We've got a huge number of people now downloading over at iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, GodTube, all over the internet. Of course, right directly at the GCN website. We have a number of replays we're doing now in cooperation with TalkStream Live. The show runs, for example, in the middle of the night from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern. We run a replay block every night, 7 nights a week, over on TalkStream Live. But I can't tell you how many people say, when actually is the show live? I want to listen live. And I say it probably a half dozen times during the show. So I wonder why so many people don't get that. But if you're listening tonight, between 9 and 11 Eastern, you are listening live. And it's so good to have you with us tonight. Again, we love Sunday nights because I don't know if I've ever been wired up to do a daily radio show. I mean, these people like Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, these people that have daily shows, folks, if you've never done something like that, you have no idea. There was a period of years where I had a two-hour daily show. And I'll tell you what, there is just nothing like that. I mean, knowing that you've got to be at the studio at a certain time every single day, Monday through Friday, and you've got to be prepared to deliver a couple of hours of content in my case, or in some of these shows, 3 hours of content. You've got to have guests lined up. You've got to have briefed yourself on the news and be up to date and everything. I don't know how they do it. And then they also have other things they do. Many of these people, they write books, they do speaking engagements, they run huge organizations like Alex Jones. I don't know how you do it. So I love this. Sunday nights is perfect for me. A couple of hours once a week, that's about all I can handle of this. And I guess it's probably the listening public can handle as well. But we've got a great program lined up for you again tonight. And that's one of the cool things about once a week is you can really put together a great show if you're only doing one show a week. That's sort of inside baseball. But tonight, my guest in hour number two, and before you think I'm crazy, you're going to have to listen to this interview. Rob Shelsky joins us, and he has a book out that proffers the idea that maybe the moon is hollow. This is fascinating, but it gets into far more than that. So if you're thinking, well, so what? Who cares what the density of the moon is and maybe it's hollow? He's got some really weird facts that he's going to be sharing with us about the moon. And I have some questions that I've had for years about the moon that I can't get anybody to answer. I have relatives, one of which is an engineer. I have friends that are, you know, big science people. And when I ask my questions about the moon, I kind of get this look like I'm a goofball. Like, really? You really wonder that? For example, why have we not been back to the moon in 43 years? Why is it that we know more about Mars than we seem to know about the moon? Why is it that we spent probably 50 times what it would have cost to put a space station on the moon to have a space station in near close orbit to the Earth? This makes no sense to me. I mean, you would think that before we have all these people volunteering at I don't know how many thousands of people. I saw an article recently. Several thousand people volunteered to go on a one-way trip to Mars. Now, I'd like to make a list of people that I would like to see on a one-way trip to Mars, but they didn't ask me who I wanted to go. But apparently a number of people want to take this one-way trip to Mars. What about colonizing the moon? Wouldn't that make sense that before we put people to live on Mars, that we would have people live on the moon? Or why not use the moon, for example, for satellites? We've got these satellites that we put up. They go up in space, right? And then they revolve around the Earth in a fixed orbit so that we can have broadcasts like the one you're listening to right now, which is on terrestrial radio, which is broadcast on a satellite. But why not put technology like that on the moon? You wonder about these questions, especially why have we not gone back to the moon in 43 years? Why not? There are some really strange facts about the moon. And let me tell you something. This guy, Rob Shelsky, is a brilliant guy. I have heard him on numerous interviews, and this is going to be one of those interviews tonight that you're going to think, man, did I prejudge that one wrong? I thought Jim Paris had finally lost his mind bringing a guy on to talk about the moon being hollow. And then you're going to go away saying, huh, wow, that's fascinating. So don't miss hour number two tonight, Rob Shelsky. Next week in our second hour, this one is going to be fantastic. We bring in Richard Shaw, who has just produced a long-form movie, a documentary on the Torah Code. And a lot of you have seen, for example, when you watch a documentary about Nostradamus, how they can use a computer and maybe find the word, you know, Hitler. And it's weird how they do this. They always have to go back and find things after the fact. They can't find anything and tell you in advance that something's going to happen. So I've always been skeptical about that. All right, you may have heard of this concept of the Torah Code. Of course, the Torah is the first section of the Bible. But apparently, using a computer, there are supposedly hidden messages in this section of the Bible, the Torah. And there's a documentary movie out about it. And this is another interview. I heard Richard Shaw being interviewed about this. And I said to my producer, we've got to have this guy on. I mean, this is just too interesting to not do an interview on this. So next week in hour number two is the Torah Code. All right. So tonight, I wanted to give you something here tonight. We have a special report that we want to give you. And all you need to do is write down this website address, lowcostalarmsystem.us, lowcostalarmsystem.us. And I'm going to check this, make sure I have this right. Because, oh, wait a minute, I gave it to you wrong. See, I knew I was going to do that. lowcostalarm.us. Scratch the word system. lowcostalarm.us. Let me tell you what this is. We put together a special report all about what's happening in the alarm system industry. And you might currently not have a home alarm system, or you might have one of those older alarm systems where you're paying maybe $50 a month for monitoring, or in some cases I've heard people paying $60 a month for monitoring. Well, there's a whole new technology that's out there where you're able to get a home alarm system set up. You could do it on your own, and you can get these systems for like a couple hundred bucks and protect your home. And you could do it without the expensive monitoring. Or if you want monitoring, you can get it for like 15 bucks a month. So what we did was we put together this whole report about the new world of home alarm systems. And we actually linked to Amazon, and we have a whole page set up that we link to at Amazon that has all of the different, what we call plug and play home alarm systems for you. This is a really, really great resource for you. Check it out. Lowcostalarm.us is the domain name. It's not .com, it's .us. Lowcostalarm.us. And if you're a renter, you can even get one of these systems, because once you move, you can just unplug it and take it with you. So check this out. It's super cool. A lot of great breakthroughs and innovations happening with alarm systems. Lowcostalarm.us. We'll take a break, and when we come back, Vince Foster, Hillary Clinton, it's all back in the news. We'll tell you about it. Stay tuned. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and in hour number two, my guest is Rob Shelsky, and we're going to be talking about oddities of the moon, just odd things you never knew about the moon, and principally, I want to know, why have we not gone back to the moon in over 40 years? Some people think that we've been warned not to go back, that there may be something else going on here. I mean, maybe you think I'm a little bit goofy. Of course, we have people on all the time, guests like L.A. Marzulli. We talk about the possibility of extraterrestrial life, or at least life that's taking place somewhere other than the Earth, whatever you want to call that. ETs, UFOs. Some people say we've been warned to not come back to the moon. And others think we faked the landing on the moon. I don't believe that. I believe we went to the moon. I just think it's weird that we haven't gone back. I mean, the last time we went to the moon, I was 7 years old. And now I'm a 50-year-old man. Boy, that sounds old, doesn't it? I was 7 years old the last time we went to the moon. It just seems weird to me. Why have we not gone back to the moon? We're going to be talking about with our guest, Rob Shelsky, in hour number two. All right, let's get into it here tonight. Tonight's big topic is Hillary Clinton, and all of the Clinton scandals seem to be coming back. I have to tell you, this does really surprise me a little bit, because I guess I thought that with all the years that have passed, with all of this that has come out, and then Bill Clinton getting reelected, and then Hillary Clinton getting elected to the Senate in New York, and then going on to become Secretary of State, I guess I thought that all of these Clinton scandals were going to be looked at like as yesterday's news. And maybe to some degree, that's true. So maybe the scandals 2.0 of the Clintons, which is all about, you know, this new book, Clinton Cash, all about the scandal of this charity, this foundation they have, which appears to be mostly about benefiting themselves. People seem to be super interested in that. But what I'm talking about here is going back to the good old days of the original Clinton scandals, and names that you may not have heard in a very, very long time, like the name Larry Nichols. Do you remember that? Do you remember all the talk about Whitewater, Vince Foster's quote-unquote suicide, and all of the mysterious things related to his suicide, and the allegations were that Hillary Clinton had gone into his office and had hidden documents. And there's a lot of things about the Vince Foster suicide, if it was a suicide, that are suspicious. For example, I mean, just at a minimum, even if it was a suicide, which it probably was, it seems like at least there are serious allegations that Hillary Clinton had secrets that she needed to cover up and was tampering with what would have legitimately been considered a criminal investigation, a crime scene, his office. Let's say maybe not a crime scene, but what would you call it, where somebody, if the storyline is he commits suicide, I wouldn't think that you should be moving around anything in the office of someone that committed suicide, especially somebody that's, you know, working in the White House, this kind of thing. So there's a lot of questions here, but let's talk about why I'm bringing this up. So I'm in the grocery store, and I don't buy these tabloid magazines very often, but I just had to get this one. And no, it wasn't because of the latest story about Bruce Jenner becoming a woman. That is interesting, and that is in here as sort of a side bonus for me, and I'll read that later tonight. But in any case, the headline here, there is a hideous picture of Hillary Clinton on the cover of the National Examiner, and the headline is Hillary Murder Bombshell. The subtitle is She Had Lover Vince Foster's Body Moved to Cover Up Crime. And I did some Google searching on this, and I read this story, and I'll get into this in a second, but there's also another big story in the National Enquirer, which I did not see that, so I don't know if it's in the most recent issue or an issue maybe a week or two ago, that the National Enquirer is getting into this as well. Now, before you dismiss all of this, sometimes these tabloids have been known to occasionally be right, and occasionally be sort of like Woodward and Bernstein in their own right. I mean, let's not forget that John Edwards was brought down by an investigation by the National Enquirer. So the gist of this story that I'm reading here in the National Examiner, you got to keep all these different papers. You've got to classify all these. They have similar names. The National Examiner, not to be confused with the National Enquirer. The story here is that there's going to be some new bombshell, as they describe it, information that will be coming out soon about Hillary Clinton's involvement with the whole Vince Foster situation, which is a really sad story. Vince Foster, here's a guy who is a lawyer, a very handsome guy, 6'4" tall, is not only a prominent lawyer in Little Rock, Arkansas, but then ends up working at the White House, but was apparently more than just a White House staffer or a White House lawyer. He was, as it's described in this article, and I've seen this reference before, he was Hillary Clinton's fixer. So he was somebody who, when something would erupt, whether it was a Bill Clinton bimbo eruption or something else along those lines, he was the guy to kind of come in and take care of these kinds of problems. It's an interesting setup. The idea being that Vince Foster was a close friend of the family. In fact, this story alludes to the fact that Bill Clinton and Vince Foster attended kindergarten together. That's how far the Clintons go back with Vince Foster. So Vince Foster would be one of their own, you know, almost like a family member that they could bring in, that they could trust with their deepest, darkest secrets. In fact, he might have known their deepest, darkest secrets independently of them even sharing their deepest, darkest secrets with him. And then all of a sudden, there's a suicide. And some people say, hey, it was a suicide. There's nothing more to it than that. But even those people who would be persuaded it was a suicide have a lot of questions about Hillary allegedly going into Vince Foster's office and removing documents and kind of cleaning up, if you will, whatever might have been in Vince Foster's office. Now, of course, this goes right along the same theme, doesn't it, as the email server and sort of the Clintons' murky past. This would not be out of character for the Clintons to go in to Vince Foster's office and clean out or clear out anything that might not be favorable to them. They could come up in any type of an investigation. Of course, we don't know if that happened or not. I just think it's interesting that all of these people are back. And, you know, I'm sure that the Clintons aren't real happy with this. I mean, that's their voter base, right? The people that buy these kinds of newspapers, the National Examiner. So, not a good cover story for Hillary this week. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, some really great stuff happening with Bitcoin. We'll tell you what it is. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook, list it for sale at Amazon.com, and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, as they say, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. According to a news report here I'm looking at, who knew? I did not know this. I guess I'm just not a big enough Al Sharpton fan. Al Sharpton has a daughter, and she's a very beautiful young woman, and I see a picture of her with her dad in the New York Post, and this is from today's New York Post, and the article starts out, "She learned at the feet of the master," and it goes on to say, "Shakedown artist Al Sharpton's eldest child, Dominique, wants $5 million from New York City taxpayers after she fell in the street and sprained her ankle, court records show. Age 28, apparently she works for the National Action Network, which is the nonprofit organization of Al Sharpton, and she's going for $5 million for a sprained ankle. Who knows? I mean, maybe she'll get it. $5 million, and wow, it just it never ends, does it? You read a story like this. I actually had to double check this story because before I saw it was in the New York Post, I thought maybe this is satire, because you run across this a lot now on the internet where people will forward stories to you and you look into them and they're satire, but it's not. $5 million, according to the New York Post, for a sprained ankle. Wow. I guess you started $5 million and the negotiations goes, you know, you go on with the negotiations and you settle for $2 million. Maybe that's the whole strategy. I've never been a really great negotiator, but maybe that's what's going on here. All right. Bitcoin. You know, I used to talk a lot about Bitcoin on the show. In fact, I made it a point that almost every show I got in some kind of a Bitcoin story. And we had a lot of Bitcoin enthusiasts that would listen to the show just to hear kind of my latest Bitcoin commentary. And of course, in recent months, we've become big fans of another digital currency, not in place of Bitcoin, but in addition to, called Ripple. Ripple XRP, we love that. We've been actually giving that away to some of the subscribers to our newsletter. We've had some promotions lately where we've been giving away some of this Ripple XRP digital currency, which, by the way, tonight, if you didn't see this, if you don't follow me on Facebook, we are giving away Google Chromecasts for those people that grab a one-year subscription to our newsletter and our premium website. So if you want to check that out, that's over at christianmoneyplus.com. You'll see the big offer there at the top of the page, christianmoneyplus.com. We're giving away the Google Chromecast device, which is a cool little device that you can use to actually get rid of your cable bill, not your telephone bill, but your cable bill, your cable TV bill. And a Google Chromecast is one step in that direction, doing what we call cutting the cord. Cutting cable. But I digress. We go back to the world of Bitcoin here, and you may not have been following this story, but we've been talking for months about the Winklevoss twins. Of course, if you remember the movie The Social Network, they're the twin brothers that claimed that they were part of Facebook's founding, and there's been litigation between them and Mark Zuckerberg in that regard, which has now been settled. But in any case, they're the two tall guys in the movie Social Network who were on the rowing team for Harvard, and they themselves on their own, you know, in their own right, are venture capitalists now. And so they have this big plan to launch a Bitcoin trust, which would be a publicly traded entity that would buy Bitcoin. Well, beating them to the punch, there is another trust, another Bitcoin investment trust that's already trading. And I saw the story a few days ago, and I thought, we've got to mention this on the show because there's something really interesting about it. Let me first start by giving you the ticker symbol. So if you trade stocks, you can actually buy this stock. Right now, it's a publicly traded stock. You can buy it in your IRA even. So who knew you can actually have Bitcoin in your IRA. The symbol is G, and then B like in boy, T like in Thomas, C like in Charlie. So the symbol is G, B, T, C. So that's George, Boy, Thomas, Charlie. That's your four-letter stock trading symbol. It trades on the NASDAQ, and here's what's interesting about it. Based on the current trading price of the trust, so we can take the number of Bitcoin that they have in the trust, and then we can look at what the trust is trading for on the stock exchange per share. And if we interpolate that, if we say, what value then does this give, what implied value does this put on Bitcoin? And it looks like it's over $400 a share is what the market value is. The stock market says that Bitcoin is worth over $400 per Bitcoin. Now, here's what's weird. You can buy Bitcoin today for about $240, $250. So some are speculating or arguing that Bitcoin is right now selling at a discount of $150 per Bitcoin, and that difference is just a temporary thing, as we call it in the stock trading business, arbitrage. You know, that is the same exact commodity, in this case Bitcoin, available in two different places for different prices. I mean, it makes no sense, really, does it? I mean, why would Bitcoin be worth over $400 trading on the stock exchange, and then you can still buy it for around $240? If you just buy it directly. And I have a theory on this. And of course, I said this from the beginning, the so-called securitization of Bitcoin, that is making Bitcoin available to be able to buy this way. I think that no matter how many machinations that we've been through of different ways you can buy Bitcoin, I think it's just something that people don't want to go through the trouble of that. You know, you've got to go to these kind of, they call them gateways, payment gateways. These are companies you've never heard of before. You've got to transfer money. You've got to send them copies of your driver's license and go through all this stuff. It's almost like doing a drug deal, how you have to go about buying Bitcoin. It's like, I'll meet you in the back alley, and the password is Bit, and I'll be the guy with the big red hat and the paper bag full of cash. So there's been no really mainstream legit way of grabbing Bitcoin, right? Some people would disagree with me on that. But here's not what's happening. You know, I could call up Scott Trade tomorrow and I could say, hey, I want to buy Bitcoin in my stock account. Boom, bada bing, bada bang, I've got Bitcoin in my IRA, in my stock account. And I think that's why there's going to be more demand for it that way. And I think probably this price difference it'll probably stay for a while, but it's gonna shrink and it's gonna get smaller and smaller and smaller. So some are saying, hey, look, this may be your last opportunity to get in at these price levels. You know, Bitcoin, $250. Some people, you know, bemoan the fact that it's at $250 because they remember when it was at $1,100 a couple of years back. Oh, well, I started buying Bitcoin when it was at $12. So I got in late, I thought, but I still got in at $12. And now it's at $250. So I think there's still value here. And I'm gonna tell you that once we see multiple different ways of buying Bitcoin through the stock exchanges, there's going to be a greater demand for it. And there's only a limited supply. So look, even if you only took economics 101, as the demand for Bitcoin grows and the supply is fixed, yeah, they're creating more each year, but there's ultimately a maximum that you can have of Bitcoin. I don't remember what the figure is, but there is an absolute maximum. So where there's an increase in demand, but there's going to be a fixed supply, a limit, what are you going to get? Higher prices. Common sense, right? All right, when we come back from this break, are the world's financial markets about to collapse? Well, some people say yes, and I'm going to give you a reason why they might be right. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And one other thing to mention here on Bitcoin before we go on to other news. This is from Bitcoin Magazine. This is from yesterday. You probably have heard that the Russian government had banned access to a number of major Bitcoin websites. Well, this story yesterday from Bitcoin Magazine, interest in Bitcoin and blockchain technology by business and governments around the world increased in the past months. However, many governments have yet to take an official stance on digital currencies, while some have placed restrictions or regulations on the use of Bitcoin. Russia was one of these countries, and it had blocked. Imagine this. So if you're in Russia and you go on the internet, you could not get to websites like Bitcoin.org. But the ban was implemented by the city court of Neviansk on the basis that these sites contain information that was prohibited by the Russian Federation. And they list the sites here, including Bitcoin.org. But the court had the court's been overruled, and now these sites are going to become available to folks in Russia. And this is considered to be a major decision, and especially in Russia, really a loosening, if you will, of restrictions on access to Bitcoin. So we're starting to see really some good news around the globe. And one other quick story I want to hit before we talk about some of this rumblings or rumors about a coming world financial collapse, which I personally put a lot of credence in that kind of talk, but we're going to talk about that here in a second. A couple of other odd stories. This from Waco, Texas. Very strange. This morning in Waco, Texas, Sunday morning, three rival gangs of bikers show up at the same restaurant. Now, apparently, it was announced that all three of these gangs, these biker gangs, were going to be at this particular restaurant in Waco, Texas. I don't know. Maybe they've got the best the best grits. Is it biscuits and gravy? What is it? What's the deal here? It was so well known and pre-announced that they were all three of these biker gangs were going to be at the same restaurant that the police had actually gotten there beforehand. And nonetheless, there was a major, major shootout. They said it started as a fist fight. Then it went to weapons such as clubs and that sort of thing, and knives, and then it went to guns. And nine people are now dead in this hail of bullet fire between three rival biker gangs in Waco, Texas. I don't live in Waco, Texas. I live in Florida. But I have to tell you, that is a restaurant. If I ever go back to Waco again. If I ever have a chance to go through Waco, especially on a Sunday morning of all, can you imagine the people at that restaurant? I mean, I'm one to, on occasion, on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, my wife and I will go to Denny's or somewhere like that. Can you imagine? Yeah, you're a retired couple, you know, maybe you're in your 70s and you decide, hey, let's go out to breakfast this morning. And you're sitting there having your breakfast and you see all these bikers show up. It looks like, you know, there was dozens and dozens, maybe there's over 100 of them. I don't know. But we know that 9 were killed in this meetup of these bikers, 3 different rival gangs. Was so well announced, I guess, in advance that the police were there, prepared for trouble, and the reports here say that if the police weren't there, there would have been a lot more people killed. I don't know how many of the deaths were just the bikers or innocent bystanders or otherwise just regular customers of the restaurant. We don't know that yet. A lot of carnage there in Waco, Texas. And this story is strange. This is from USA Today. Officials look into whether hacker really took over an airplane. And the story says here, U.S. authorities are probing whether a computer security expert was actually able to hack into the computer system of a plane he was flying on and cause it to bank sideways for a brief time. Chris Roberts, a well-known cybersecurity researcher, had previously alerted authorities to what he said were security flaws in several common airliners. And he told FBI agents he was able to hack into a flight through the entertainment system and bank the plane momentarily. And this is odd. You hear these stories that people say that planes are subject to being hacked and that they could be taken over by a computer hacker and that the pilot could lose control. And yet, of course, the government and all of the aviation companies immediately say, no, doesn't work like that. If you've got a brain larger than a peanut, you know that the pilot could ultimately take full control, and there's no way that there can be a computer override from a pilot. Well, you know, that might be a good thing that there could be a computer override of a pilot. Like you have this pilot that allegedly crashes a plane into a mountain over in Europe. I mean, maybe that should be a feature we should look at, but this is bizarre. The idea that a computer hacker says he was able to, so he's on the plane and he's got his laptop out and he says, hey, I'm going to hack into the plane's the navigation system. And he banks the plane. Can you imagine that? I mean, I guess this is a good thing if it's true that he was able to do it to show the authorities, but of course, everybody denies this is possible, but I don't know. I tend to believe it's probably true, because anytime something like this is denied, it seems like it comes out later that it is true. All right, so what's going on here, and I've been talking about this now for months. For those of you that get my newsletter, you know I've been writing about this. We're really at a point here where the government here in the United States and the Federal Reserve, they've got to make a decision about raising interest rates. We've had such low interest rates here in the United States now for so many years, and they've been engaging in so-called quantitative easing, which is expanding the money supply, that we're really reaching that point where experts are saying, look, it's really just a matter of months before the Fed's going to have to start raising rates, and they're probably going to start with just a teeny tiny itty bitty interest rate increase, maybe a little quarter point increase in the federal open market rate, just a tiny little increase. But let me tell you why that's going to be so significant. And there's an article here on this in the Financial Times that just caught my eye. This is from today's Financial Times. You can go to ft.com, take a look at this article. Many people believe that first increase is going to be a signal, not just to U.S. markets, but to world markets. It's going to be the shot heard around the world, if you will, that look, the party's over. Rates are going to start going up. And there's even talk here that before the U.S. would raise rates, that there needs to be sort of a meeting of the minds, a confab, if you will, of major world governments and central banks, including the European Central Bank. In other words, for everybody to get together and kind of work together to decide, how can we do this? You know, how can we make this sea change? How can we do this without causing mass chaos and panic and having, you know, major financial meltdowns all around the world? Well, apparently, I did not know this, but apparently there are federal laws in place in most countries, including here in the U.S., that prohibits the central banks from officially coordinating such monetary policy, which I think that's a bunch of bunk. I think that they are coordinating completely, especially when you look at the IMF and the money that is being used to bail out Greece. But nonetheless, the article, you know, really does lay the groundwork that there might be hell to pay here when interest rates start moving back up again. And I've been saying this now for several months, that once the Fed does make that first move, which some people think that is bound to happen by no later than September of this year. And what is September? September is the 49th year, the seventh seven-year cycle, what they call the super cycle of the Shemitah. And if you didn't hear the show that we did on the Shemitah with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, you've got to check that out. You can go over to my YouTube channel and you can get the replay there, or over to the GCN website. It's weird how this is all coming together. I think the timing is pretty scary, which is one of the reasons I've moved all of our retirement money to cash out of the stock market, because I think the market's overvalued. And I think this article here in the Financial Times really does make the point that it's not going to take much. It's not going to take much. It's not going to take even a straw to break the camel's back. It's just going to take a tiny little increase in rates. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, is the moon hollow? Shocking information from Rob Shelsky. Stay tuned.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.